Okay, we're picking up here in Siman Chav Zayin. Siman Chav Zayin, Sif Gimel. Amina Ganochen Lotakin Amavarta Sheba Ritzua Veres Shetimunachas Lutzad Kosev Vaksitsa Lutzad Hayar. So I think we discussed last time that if you borrow tefillin from somebody who's a lefty and you're a righty, so then you turn them, you know, usually the Ritzua is on the top, closer to your shoulder. But that's not necessary. You could directly turn the tefillin upside down, meaning not upside down, but like backwards, and have the ritzua closer to your elbow. And the advantage of that, if you're borrowing a left-handed person's tefillin, is that the yud will still be near your heart, and that seems to be, you know, more important. So the mechaber, like I said, writes that the minhag is to put the mavarta, the place where the ritzua goes through, higher up on near your shoulder, meaning I suppose near your elbow, but that's not me'akev, and therefore the Be'er Halacha points out that if you're borrowing tefillin, like I said, you should switch it around in order to have the yud by your heart. Okay. Dalit lo yehed davar kotzis bin tefillin l'masar. There's din chatzitza by tefillin. Losh nashal yad, losh nashal rosh. So the Rama writes, there's no problem to have a chatzitza on the ritzuos. So for example, many people have watches, and they wear their watch in their left hand. If you're a righty, you put on tefillin in your left hand. So you have to take off your watch. So there are people who are machmir to take off their watch. From the Rama, it sounds like it's not a problem, because it's not where the tefillin are, it's just where the ritzuos are. So Mikra Din, it seems like it's not necessary, but there are those who are machmir to take off the watch. If you do machmir to take off the watch, you should do it before you start putting on tefillin. You shouldn't like do it as a hefsik between after you put on tefillin shal yad, then take off the watch, and then, you know, you should take it off earlier. Some want to say that, you know, the watch is usually after the Zayin Krichos. So even if you're machmir for the Krichos, but this is already after the Zayin Krichos, it's really not necessary. But again, those who have a machmir, you know, top aleim, brach.
So you really don't need to be concerned with anything. Or your bracelet, if someone's in
a
hospital.
Yeah, Mikra Din, it's not a problem. It's not an issue. But where the tefillin are, and the, you know, and also the ritzua of the kshira, that's more of an issue. Oh, welcome. We're holding here Siman Chav Zayin Sif Dalet. Siman Chav Zayin Sif Dalet. So there's actually machlokes shown him about the chatzitza by tefillin. The Rosh holds there is a problem with chatzitza by tefillin. Sounds like it's only an issue by shal yad, on your clothes, it should be under your clothes. But there is a machlokes about this. We are machmir, like the Mechaber says, we're machmir to have to make sure there's no chatzitza bein shal yad, bein shal rosh. Even by tefillin shal rosh, we're machmir.
That really happens a lot where people's yarmulkes are...
Right, so that's an issue. If your yarmulke goes under the tefillin, that's the issue of chatzitza. Yeah, even the ritzua of the, where it's actually, where your kosher is, both by Michel Yab, so your shirt sleeve is under it, or your kippah is under the ritzuas of the Shal Rosh, that would be an issue of a chatzitza, so you have to be careful with that issue. Yeah?
What's to do with hair?
Oh, so strictly speaking, hair is part of your body, so it's not chotzitz. But the Aruch HaShulchan assumes that if the hair is very long and it's not b'mekomo, meaning let's say you kind of push your hair back, or sometimes you have people who are like balding, so like they'll grow the hair, what's it called? We grow it on like one side and like you...
A comb over.
Yes.
So there's a shayla about a comb over. So I'm saying that's not, that hair isn't chotzeitz, but a comb over is not b'mekomo. I've seen Talmidei Chachamim who have comb overs and they put the tefillin over it. Look, a toupee would be a problem, l'kol yam, because that's not part of your body.
So
I mean, the Rashi is not chatzitza, but we assume halacha. So if you have a toupee, the best thing is to put the tefillin on in the morning and say Kriya Shema before you go to shul, and then, you know, because there's a kind of a brios issue. People are, you know, feel uncomfortable about it. If you have people who have like all these like, you know, treatments and the hair starts growing, you know, that's not a problem at all. I mean, if you're able to somehow stick in your hair follicles into your scalp and, you know, have a hair grow, that's not an issue. But, you know, the toupee is...
Kid's got really long hair.
Oh, so what if you have like a chop, you have a long hair? So there are people who are choshesh that that's considered like shlom komo. Chassidim are known to be, you know, cutting their. It's unclear why they shave their head. Is it because they want to leave the payas, or is it their choshesh alts chatzitza? Some people are choshesh alts chatzitza. Lukasin told me that when he was a bacher, he went to learn with the Rav in the summer. And in the summer, he got a very short haircut. It's the summertime, you know, it's more comfortable. So the Rav thought it was because of frumkeit. So he said to Rav Lukasin, he said to him, Shimshon HaGibor wear tefillin, meaning a Nazir can wear tefillin. It's not like a Nazir can't wear tefillin. So the fashtus is that, you know, if it's hair that's natural and in a normal place, it shouldn't be a chatzitza, even if it's a lot. That's the fashtus. Sometimes people get haircuts. If you get a haircut, and you don't, most people take showers right away. If you didn't take a shower, if you have hair that's not attached to your body, that could be an issue. Or if you have lice, or if you have... The issue is the chassidim for us, has a bandage on their arm, a cast. If there's you can pull it up, meaning, but you have it, even if it's not upper part of the upper arm, you can put on the tefillin, you can put the tefillin there. If the cast is over the whole area, or the cast is on your head, again, even on the head, there's room for more than one tefillin on the head. Let's say it's a cast or a bandage that covers the whole, your whole head, and the whole area of the tefillin. So, you should put the tefillin on without a bracha. That's the pashtus, because it could be there's no problem with chatzitza, according to some Rishonim. Don't say a bracha, it should be choshesh, you know, for that. One second. Some people are concerned that it's going to look like, you know, people are going to mistakenly learn that you don't need it. There's no problem with chatzitza. So some people will say, it's like if you have a cast, so put the tefillin there and then like cover them. People shouldn't see it that way. Again, some of the machal is like a bandage and a cast. The cast is thicker, maybe it's more of a chatzitza. A bandage is less of an issue. But the fashion is, you should put it there if you can. Sometimes it's very painful. If it's really painful, chor your pater. It's interesting halacha. We don't usually say in most mitzvahs it's painful, you just don't do it. Here, some understand that it's connected to kavana, but the pashas, if it's painful, you're pater. But if it's not painful, so you should put the tefillin on over the bandage, if there's no room, you know, to put it on directly on your head or on your arm. Okay, questions, comments?
Good.
Okay, fine. Hey. Adam shu olul nezilos imitztarech lanich tefillin al rosh p'sar le'inichim klal. A person was just very frail, and they didn't have heat in those days, so if you would have to take off your hat to put on your tefillin, you're going to not want to put them on at all, because you're afraid of getting sick. Yishlatil lanich tefillin shal rosh al hakova de'dak samuch l'rosh. So it mentions before that I don't think this is very common today. Today, people, the only reason you put your tefillin, have a chatzitza in your tefillin is because of a bandage, I think. But the Mechaber is speaking about a person who was just afraid to take off his hat. So then you could put them on your hat and then cover them. You don't want people to see. Again, Shal Rosh, anyway, according to somebody showing him, there's no problem with chatzitza. Okay. Not so prevalent. Halacha l'maisa. I definitely think we should be more machmir. I mean, even the Rashba thinks there's a problem with chatzitza by shalyad, or it has to be like, you know, covered.
And that's why the Rashba quotes is quoted by the Ramah saying you wouldn't make a bracha.
Right. I mean.
The Rashba doesn't say that there's never chatzitza.
Right. The Rashba thinks it's din of yadcha. It has to be tefillin shel yad have to be privately yours, and therefore, if chatzitza is for the Rashba, even by shel yad, if you put it on your shirt and you put like a sweater over your shirt, it probably wouldn't be a problem either, if I remember correctly. We are not so mechon this, generally speaking, like I said, meaning a baguette is different than a tachboshet. Tachboshet is bottled to your body. You need it there because you have a makkah. your shirt, just lift up your shirt. I don't think most of us live in places where, you know, it's so cold that we're afraid to lift up our shirt because, you know, you're going to catch a frostbite or something. It's just not in the Metzias that we live in. Okay. Vav. Iter yad yamino. A person's lefty. The halacha is you put your tefillin on your yad ka, right? Yad ka on the weaker hand. So if you're righty, you put it on your left hand. That's the accepted halacha. There is a day in Rishon like that, but that's accepted halacha. The righty puts on his left hand, and a lefty puts it on his right hand. There is a day in Rishon that every should put on their left hand. But we don't accept that. We assume that at iter yad, if you're a lefty, so you put it on your right arm. So what does the lefty mean? The Mechaber speaks about doing all your malacha with your left hand. All your malacha means all your malacha, writing and everything else. If you're ambidextrous, so if you're ambidextrous, you're like a righty. But if you're kosev imino b'shakol ma'isav osev esmola, or kosev esmola b'shakol ma'isav osev imino, yichom yichinech tefen shalei shetash koch, yin yad kav, yichom yichinech kosev hi chashuva yamin le'inyan zeh. So the Mechaber brings 2 days. What the halacha is, if you write with one hand and you do everything else with your other hand. Rav Miller told me that he is a lefty, but he writes with his right hand. So he's included in this category. And his father asked the Rav what to do at his bar mitzvah, and he said, follow the Rama, hachinahog, that the hand you write with is considered your right hand, even though you do everything else with your left hand. Not everybody agrees to this psak of the Rama. You should, you know, put on tefillin after davening, which looks say, it's interesting, nobody says you should put on 2 shalyats, one on your left hand, one on your right hand at the same time. Although the Pasha says it wouldn't be baltosik, because, you know, one of them is not chayav. But it looks kind of weird. So anyway, there are people who are machmir after davening to switch their shalyat, and then again they would turn it backwards, like have the kesher, you know, closer to the elbow, in order to have the yud closer to their heart. But that's not the accepted psak. The psak is that you follow a lefty puts on his right hand, and you're defined as a lefty if you write with your left hand, even if you do other malachas with your right hand. There's a lot of details in this sif. Once upon a time, they would, like, you know, take kids who were lefties and try to make them righties. It's not done anymore, but not so long ago they did that.
Don't they do that for Kohanim?
I don't know.
Is there already in the tif?
So there's a shot.
Right,
catch
or something.
Yeah,
he was
like,
it's
a
if you're
a lefty. They didn't want to be a
Balmuber,
it was
Cohen. Yes, so
okay. So there's a question, what happens at that point? Like, you can change yourself, you were a lefty, now you're a righty. That's the Pashtus. If you, like, got a, you know, some type of machala and it's hard for you to use your right arm, it doesn't make you a lefty.
My sister broke her arm, and she used her other arm for like 6 months.
And then she didn't go back.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you break your arm and then you use it for 6 months and you never go back, then in economy, you became a lefty. But if, you know, for 6 months you can't use your right arm, but as soon as you take the cast off, you're going to go back, so then... But I would assume that initially when you break your right arm,
So you started on
the
left
arm? No, if you break your right arm, it's on Shiloh. If you break your left arm... You break your left arm...
If I break my right arm, I'm a lefty.
Right. If you break your left arm, you become a. If you break your right arm, you become a lefty. Right. That's the shaila. So, like I said, like I think initially when you break your arm, so we assume you're still a righty. But if you realize that at a certain point you just aren't going back, then you'd switch the way you were to. I guess that's the passion. Okay, fine. There are more details here, but let's move on. Zayin. Af of yish la adam makam makam anachas tefillin yanich tefillin ki yamakam yish besoa nanech shtei tefillin. I mentioned before, there's a lot of room on your arm to put on tefillin, so even though you have a bandage at the lower part of the upper arm, you can put the tefillin on the upper part of the upper arm. Ki etam besoa chal vese shachim yechetzia ala kod vohu makam anachas tefillin. Again, Chavis assuming that lower, even in the lower part of the upper arm, it depends how big the tefillin are, how big your arm is. better always to put it on the basar, both on the head and the arm, and to just to put it a little bit on the side. Usually it's still within the right makom, depending how big the bandage is. I think lahalacha, we assume you can even say a bracha on the upper part of the upper arm, even though there's a machlokas about that. As I mentioned, the Shabur here in Siman Chavtes says that if you have a lot of tsar, you're pater. It's an interesting question why that's so, but that's the halacha, that there's a ptur of mitzayir, and you're pater from putting the tefillin on the bandage if it really causes you a lot of pain. Okay. Sivches. Orech ritzua shal yad kadesh etakif tzizroa v'yikshu v'yimera kesher v'timche timtach ad esse emsayis v'yikru chimera ala ritzpo shalosh krichas. How long does the ritzua have to be? Our ritzuas are usually very long. But strictly speaking, if the ritzua is long enough to tie it, and then you don't have to do seven krichas. We do seven krichas. If you just do one kricha, one long kricha here, and then wrap around your middle finger three times, that would be a shear, the middle shear for the ritzua. V'nagel l'kach al zroa shisha or shiva, our minhag is shiva. Some people have, you know, four and three, or three and four, different minhagim. In likrach ha-ritzua al-titura kedei l'chazaka al-hayad. The Ramah writes, you shouldn't take the ritzua and put it on the tefillin itself. This is the minhag, I think, of Chabad, that they take the ritzua and they wrap it on the tefillin itself. The advantage of that is that it doesn't move as much. And if you're concerned that it's going to move, you really are allowed to do it.
The
titura is the part of the tefillin where the ritzua goes through, like the side part, like the top is the bais.
Yeah, picture over here. This is a bird's eye view. This is the top, and then this is the titura.
Yeah,
this is the ritzua. Okay, so don't put the ritzua over the side of the tefillin, but you should wrap it around.
Like I said, there are those who are knowing that way. I think some Sephardim, Chabad. And the posuk say that the problem with that, the whole issue is that the tefillin have more kedusha than the ritzua, so it's not nice to put the ritzuas over the bayis. But if you need it to keep in place, so it's mutter.
So how come then when we wrap our tefillin?
Oh, it's interesting. When we wrap our tefillin, we actually do it like that. But I guess it's on the box. I'm not sure.
They didn't know it was a box.
Right. So maybe it's just to protect them.
Miller today told me that there are some people who actually don't put it on, they just wrap the ritzua around itself.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I was told once not to put the ritzua like when the.
What do you mean?
The kesher.
The dowel. Some people put the dowel on top.
Some people do it on the bottom.
Yeah, some people do it on the top.
I was told not to put it on the bottom.
Right, because it has more kedusha than the thing. Right?
Some people also say not.
That's the meaning of Chabad also, yeah.
Some people say not to wrap the shel yad over the yud.
Right. All these are correct. When you wrap the ritzua on your middle finger, so there's a minhag to say Barisichli La'olam, you know, V'chule. The minhag, some people have a minhag that when they wrap it, when they put their ritzuas of Shel Rosh down, they put them into their gartel, into their belt, so they shouldn't be nishapech. You don't want to, again, most of our tefillin have, today, ritzuas are black on both sides, but once upon a time, they had ritzuas that were white on one side, and you don't want to have that showing, it's not as
mechubit. I think it's not, a lot of people have black and white.
Yeah, and it's very popular at black on black. You just got a ritzua, so we got black on black.
I got time for ritzua 8 years ago, and then everyone had.
Right, it's a new thing. It's a new thing.
Yeah, but I haven't changed
it. Used to be
smart
in my thought habit.
Like most people in this center haven't changed their ritzua in the last 5 years.
Right. So the new tefillin, generally, you have to have a special order to get black on white these days.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the standard is black on white.
Like a stam is black on black.
Yeah.
It was always like when I was a kid, the only people who had that was smart.
Who wouldn't want to do black on black? What's the reason?
I'm not sure. There is a question when you put on tefillin, so you touch your upper arm, or you could touch your upper arm, and then you generally touch your upper arm, you should wash your hands. So the question is that called a mako mechusa? So some people are trying to be machmir not to touch. You don't have to necessarily touch. You can just put tefillin on and be careful not to touch. Others say that even if you touch, it's not a talmud chuzah now. Now it's like you place for your tefillin, so it's not an issue. Different opinions about that issue as well. Okay. Sif says, welcome to Rachas Finchal Rosh, Miatchilas Ikari Asear. It's from where the hair starts growing in your forehead. At Sof Makam Shemokha Shaltina Grow Face, the place where a child's, a baby's head is like soft, the skull isn't fully formed, so the skull, the bone of the skull is a little bit, there's like an area higher up that's soft. So it's going to have to be from here till here, basically. Now, not everybody has hair, you know, has the hairline sometimes recedes. It's not a function where your hair is. Or, for that matter, some people might have hair going on their forehead just because you have hair on your forehead. It's a function of where the forehead starts, and usually, you know, it's indicated with a hairline. As people go older, many people, their hairline recedes, like I said, and they still have to make sure that the fill-in are where the hairline once was, you know, not where the hairline is now, meaning it doesn't... This, of course, is a chiddush, because the psukim say, b'nei necha, so the kerayim would think to put it here. We don't assume that way. We assume the halacha has to be on your head, not b'nei necha. There is a discussion if it should be exactly there, or is it better to have it a little higher up? The concern is if you have it exactly there, it might fall down. And if it falls down, it seems like you're not yossi at all. Even if a little bit of the tefillin, it's a big problem, especially with older people, that as the years go on, the tefillin straps they stretch out a little bit. So even if your tefillin were fitted properly, after a few years, they start falling down, unless you get new tzuas, or unless you readjust them. Even people get haircuts, sometimes you fitted them when you have like a lot of hair, then you got a haircut, and now you realize it's a little bit, half centimeter, it can make a difference. And you're not yotze. And there are a lot of people wrote about this, or Cook wrote a whole book about this, you know, trying to teach people the importance of putting the tefillin in the right place.
Isn't that like the mamish, the middle of your head?
Yeah, so like this. Some say that it's better to have it higher up, because that way, you know, since there's a lot of room on top anyway, why, you know, play with fire? And others say, no, b'nei necha means at the hairline, so that's where it should be l'chatchila. L'chatchila should have it mamish at the line. Again, I wouldn't recommend having it mamish in the millimeter. You should have it a little higher up in order to, if it falls down, it shouldn't be...
Are we still able to feel the makom?
I don't think so.
So how are
we going to know? The skull kind of like... comes together.
So we could feel it.
I don't think we can feel it anymore.
Is that like a little indentation? Is something wrong?
I don't
know. I'm not really sure. You have to ask the doctor.
It's not like right here. It's like further up.
It's pretty high up.
Like
pretty high. Yeah. It's pretty high up. Like I said, some say it's better anyway to have it closer to the front. But you have to make sure it's not momish, you know.
But it does happen all. You see, like people like, who like
there are a lot of older people.
They don't have hair, right? Their tefillin's like mom is here.
It's a real issue. If you borrow tefillin, somebody has to make sure they're in the right place.
You'll see tons of kids walking around.
It's a big problem.
That are hanging. It's not on their forehead. The back half is in the right place, and then half of it is just.
That's not a problem per se. Meaning, if your forehead has a very steep slope, it's not a problem per se. The tefillin don't have to be touching your forehead, your head. Meaning, if for whatever reason the shape of your head is such that there's like a slant, so that's okay. As long as the tefillin are in a place where there once was.
No, I'm saying you'll have guys who manage like.
Right.
Also, the key thing you were saying before is like a lot of like you had a lot of hair before, so Mistama, if you're gonna have.
You'll figure out how to adjust the tefillin. Oh yeah, okay. So it's a very good idea to know because you bought tefillin, or even if your own tefillin gets stretched out a little bit. Adjusted, it's very, very worthwhile. Additionally, the tefillin are supposed to be straight in the middle of the head. And today it's very popular that people have like a little mirror with their tefillin. They check. You know, you check once. You don't have to check. You know, unfortunately, you know, OCD, you know, exists in our world too. And often it manifests itself in religious practices. So I remember when I was in Shiva, there was a kid who was always checking his tefillin. It's sad. I mean, there's no such halacha. It's just an OCD type of thing. So if you see that, you try to help them, you know, get proper help. But anyway, it's good to have them in the middle. It's supposed to have them in the middle of the head, and you know, it's helpful to look for a minute, for a second, in a mirror. The kasher shel rosh in the back, sevyur, it's actually a kasher ma'achorei rosh l'mala ba'oref. So just like the tefillin in the front has to be in the middle, so too the kasher in the back has to be in the middle. It has to be lamala ba'orif. It has to be on your head, not on your neck. Again, here too, what's your head, what's your neck? So the general principle is that where the hair is, that's your head. And where there's no hair, is your neck. Now, some people have hair on their neck. So it doesn't help, meaning it's still their neck. Okay. So, in terms of the placement of the Kesher Shel Rosh in the back, so the Mishnah Berurah speaks about having it Lamala min aguma. You have, if you feel the back of your neck, there's like indentation and there's like a little bump.
You go like this.
So it should be like on the bump. It's not so comfortable. Some people like having it a little lower. It's okay that if it's lower as long as it's on your head. It shouldn't be on your neck.
So like right under the bump. Like
yeah, on the bump. Under the bump. Yeah, yeah. The Mechaber speaks about the Kesher that looks like a Dalet. Now this is a big Machlokas. We know that Ashkenazim generally have a Kesher of a Dalet. People follow me to Svara have a Kesher of a double Dalet. It looks like a square.
Box.
It's a box, but they say it's a double Dalet. It actually sounds like that in the Rambam. The Rav was very adamant people should follow the family minhagim. You shouldn't change minhagim, except for a few things. You got Eretz, you should change Chutzlaretz, you should change that minhag. And this two, even the Rambam doesn't sound like that.
Well, I always heard there's two things that the Rav.
Yeah, this is one of the things. I spoke to Vilkosin about this. He thought that, there are more sources. Apparently, the Tiferes Aryeh is the Sefer of the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and if you look there inside, she's really talking about a different Kesher, the Kesher of the Mekubalim. It kind of looks like this, and if you ever see people diving in the Kotel, it's a box, but it's hollow.
That's what it's filling?
Yeah, there's a Kesher of the Mekubalim that looks like this. That, some people are against. But the box, many people think you should follow the Minhag. I once saw a whole Kol Korei at how it's like a terrible thing, and he quoted all these different people who said it's wrong, and then he quoted Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo. So I read through Halicha Shlomo, I didn't remember that, so I looked it up, and he quoted half the sentence. The sentence was, Kol Poskim Kosfu, Lasos Dalet, and says, Alpha Pichain, don't change your Minhag. So the guy who, it's just intellectually, dishonest to quote half the sentence, and he quoted Shlomo Zalman said, call postgame and said you should make a dalet, which isn't, so people who have the square, they should continue following their family minhag. Again, there are those who think that the dalet is more mahudr, but there are different, there are different approaches. Seder. Yud Aleph. The classic Ritzuas had black only on the outside. You have to be careful that they're on Tzadchut, but lo yishapchu, bein shal yevet shal rosh. Yishal shal Ritzuas, yishtlu yimilafanav, yagiu aratabur. There's also a shear for the Ritzuas shal rosh. They should come to your belly button. O lemalim en umat, roch av Ritzuas shal yev shal rosh, k'orech sa'ara sa'ura lufachos. This is an important halacha, that the width of the ritzua has to be the width of the saora. In piches b'shiur orach ritzuas v'rochman imenu motzi acheres v'nichan kamo shehein ashivas acheres kashir. If it's, you don't have that, you still wear them. We'll see soon, maybe without a bracha. Tzilon shal rosh tov liyosem gluy v'nirim av talmi fei rabba in derech eres l'galus tzilon fanav. You should have your tzilon shal rosh revealed. Although some of the Kubalim will cover them, but our minhag is to keep them uncovered. Shalyad in Hakbid in Gulim Mechusim, Shalyad doesn't have to be covered or uncovered. Vinili the Akshav Shaym Minichim Elvis Manch Kriyashma, Vafilu Talmud Sein Rabbi Yachal Lagalos, Afishal Rosh, Vachim Minhagav, Shaloli Zar, instead of we only wear Tefillin during davening, so a Talmud could wear them in front of his Rebbe as well. So let's talk about what we see now, that this won't have to be black. Like I said before, today they usually sell ritzuos that are black through and through. The advantage is that if they turn over, it's not an issue. And that if it, the real advantage is that if it starts peeling, so it's still black under. Now, the emphasis is that they don't always make them black through and through. So, like, I have black trousers through and through, and when they peel, they still doesn't really look black. It looks kind of gray. So
well, it's not the same black in contrast.
Right, but it looks, but it actually looks, and mine don't look mamish black. I don't know.
Maybe
to go through. It could be they didn't to dye it well enough. Anyway. So I blacken my ritzuas every so often because they don't.
I hate that.
You have a special marker that Shem Kedushas Tefillin looks like this.
Those are good.
Yeah,
I'm saying those are good to use.
Yeah, yeah. You have to do the Shem Kedushas Tefillin.
You don't say the Shem Kedushas
Tefillin. I mean, the fascists, you were thinking it anyway, so the fascists, it's right. Fine. If you weren't thinking it, then Lachari should do it again on top. I guess, not sure. Fine. In terms of the shear of the Ritzuah, so this is an important halacha. The Gemara speaks about the shear of Kesa'ora. I think it's the Gemara. What is a Sora? So according to Chaznish, it's 11 millimeters. According to the Rav Chaim, it's a centimeter. It's 10 millimeters. Sometimes, actually often, where the tefillin shel yad, where you tie it, it gets stretched out. Depending on the quality of the ritzuas, depending on how strong you tie your tefillin, how tight you tie your tefillin, you could have a problem. Even though most ritzuas today that they sell are 15 centimeters, so you have to really pull a lot, but some people tackle pull a lot. If you pull a lot, or they weren't such good quality in the first place, so you're going to have a situation where the tefillin, the ritzua is less than 11 centimeters, less than 10 centimeters. So there's a machlokas if you should say a bracha in that case. The Shpura says you shouldn't say a bracha, and the Chaznish holds you can say a bracha. So that's an issue of halacha l'maisa. That's why it's a good idea to get new ritzuas every, 10 years or every thing starts to stretch. Mentioned the Mechaber says you try not to cover the tefillin shel rosh. That's the minhag of the Alpi Nigla. Ro kol ame aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha. The Mekubalim cover it, and they assume that they can see the tefillin sticking out through, over your from under your talus. But that's not our minhag. We don't cover our tefillin, even if we wear a talus on our head. We try to have the tefillin uncovered.
So you still would be able to see it.
The Mekubalim hold that since you can see the shape from under the talus, that's enough.
That's
Like Alpi Arizal. Yeah, Alpi Arizal. That's not our practice. Okay. We are not makbid not to megala tefillin on our Rebbe because we only wear tefillin for davening. So that's not a problem since we only wear tefillin for davening, so it's not like a mila. We're wearing it because of davening. We're not wearing it, so it's not an issue to have them uncovered. But tefillin shel yad, we saw that it's brought down. They could be uncovered or covered. The Rama says, in lahakbir, there are those who are makbir to dafka have it covered. They're different practices. And if you cover it, often the box won't fall off. They have a little box. So if you don't cover it, the box always falls off.
Yeah, probably there's a lot of people who, when they cover it, it moves.
Right. So if you cover it, make sure that your tefillin is in the right place.
What if someone doesn't have a box?
You don't need a box. The box is there to protect the...
The little box is there to protect it?
Yeah.
I thought that box was there to cover it.
So even though it says Yadcha, it doesn't have to be like private. That's the Rama is telling us. It could be uncovered too. There is an opinion that you should cover it, but it's not necessary. There's a shaila when you put still on. Some people are makri to uncover it when you say the bracha. It should be uncovered, and then to put the cover on after. And different practices. Whatever you do is okay. The Seder. Let's move on to Simon Chavches. Dine Chalitzas and Tefillin. Chayv Adam L'mashmesh with Tefillin B'chol Shah Asher L'yaseach Da'ita Mehem. You have to be aware that you're wearing Tefillin, and by touching them, you're aware of that. V'yamashmesh v'shal yad t'chila k'shiyomer k'shartam osal yadcha. V'yamashmesh v'shal yad v'kshiyomer v'itot avasmen enecha. V'yamashmesh v'shal rosh. Some people do it p'seach as yadecha. V'spiyo l'chalilat. And people are mashmesh and Tefillin at certain points of davening. The Kalvachoma from the Tzitz. Tzitz has just one Azkara, and you kind of has a Chadah, certainly for Tefillin. Just an Asmachta. But this whole halacha is, the Pasha is only when you're not davening. If you're davening, so you're thinking about davening. So, in Ikra Din, you don't have to be thinking also about your Tefillin when you're davening. You should be thinking about davening. The whole point is really to be Moneh at Skokh and Kalvach Rosh. And therefore, during davening, it's not necessary. So even though it's unnecessary, the minhag, as I said, is to touch your tefillin during Kriya Shema, when you say Kshartem, B'hayu Tofel, Zvini Necha. And we're knowing to be mashmesh first and shalyat, im avir el mitzvahs, your hands are here, so it's closer, if your hands are up here, so then maybe you should, that's that first. You're davening with your hands up. You're davening with your hands above your head.
Okay.
Yeah, not so many people daven that way. I once saw Rosh Shmuel Orbach davening Shemasri, and his hands were above his head. Apparently, that's like, you know, minhag kadum. That's not the standard, you know, way people daven. Okay. Some people are mashmesh Oter Yisrael Sifara. I mentioned before the minhag of the Rosh. Okay.
What about during Yotzer or during the Bracha?
Pardon?
I don't know. I think my teacher in 7th and 8th grade used to do Yotzer or for the culture.
So. Kobe? I'm not.
Yeah.
Yotzer or? Yotzer Mash Yotzer or? Okay. Base. Tfilin shall rush kolis tchila mishum dechsiva ha yu zodos ben enecha. Kolis ben enecha yu shtayim. So when you take off your tfilin, you take off the shall rush first. Sir Kalakas tfilin shall rush me umad, yaniach patik shall rush. So you take off Shal Rosh first, and you put it away, and you stand up. Again, the Mekubalim, Sfarim do this. They take off Shal Rosh standing and Shal Yad sitting, just like when they put it on. We Ashkenazim stand for everything, and you put on first the Shal Yad, then the Shal Rosh, and you take it off first the Shal Rosh, then the Shal Yad, always having the Shal Rosh. Always having the shalyan on when you have the shal rosh. That's how we do. Okay. The Mechaber also mentioned that they read to put the tefillin in such a way that you first come to the tefillin shalyan, so you won't have to be over on the mitzvah tefillin shal rosh, because there's an issue, as I said, of being ma'avir al mitzvahs. At the same time, we want to have the shaliyat first, so you set it up in Pesach. The tefillin, it's machlokas, but it's better to have the tefillin zel one near the other, as opposed to one on top of the other. That was the issue with the fancy cases that they have for the tefillanit.
Tefillanit. I think it was the opposite.
They're not fancy. Okay, the people who are ready for the army, they have the tefillanit. So there, one goes on top of the other, so some people think that's less mahudr, because, you know, you're putting the shel yad on the shel rosh, but I guess it's a different minhag. Yeah. Okay. In terms of the dalet, you mentioned before that some people have a minhag to put the dalet on top, and not under, that Rosh Hashulchan brings that down, and I think that's the minhag of Chabad, if I'm not mistaken. It's one of the osios of Hashem, so you want to have it on top. Gimel, the Machaber says, the minhag of Chachamim is to kiss the tefillin to show our love for the mitzvah of tefillin, our love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us the mitzvah of tefillin. Some people have minhag to kiss three times. On Rosh Chodesh, there's a question of, you know, wrapping up your tefillin. People, you know, have the custom not to wear tefillin during Musaf, because if you say Kedushas Keser, etc., it's mentioned. So people take off their tefillin and they start davening Shmoneh Esrei. The Rav was very makbid that to wrap up the tefillin before you start Shmoneh Esrei, The Pashas says it's a din in Bizayon. He thought it was a din in Bizayon to the tefillin to have them just sitting there. So some people are very careful, other people aren't. I think Minigal is not too careful about this, but the Rav is very careful about this. I heard that he told somebody who was in the middle of Shema Asrei, he was masamin him to wrap up his tefillin. He was in the middle of Shema Asrei. So I have a hard time, you know, believing that, but that's what I heard once. Okay.
I once saw a kid, and he was clearly newly bar mitzvah, and he started adopting musaf with his tefillin, and his friends came and like ripped it off.
Oi.
Not like in a mean way.
Oi.
Like they came and helped him take it off.
Okay.
We were adopting in a Seder Shishtibo when we did kosher, so it really would have been a problem.
Okay.
So I can wear tefillin Shabbos almost.
Really?
Yeah, a kid walked into the davening Friday night, and Ravina asked him if you were put on tefillin today. He said nope. He says go wear tefillin for Kol Shabbos.
Was it Shkia? Was it before Shkia?
It was early Shabbos.
Okay.
So he wasn't yet Shkia, but he davened Kol Shabbos with tefillin.
Okay. Sirchotes, in the Varakshum Rach, Shachol is tefillin, Afiluk Shachol, some Arab Shabbos, Finish Mashas. You shouldn't say bracha when you take off the tefillin. Why would I think say bracha when you take off the tefillin? So there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds that there's a bracha of lishma of saying to the tefillin by taking them off at night or taking them off when it's not. So we don't hold the Yerushalmi, and therefore we don't say a bracha. And the Mechaber just emphasizes that. But this idea of the Kedushas tefillin is an important idea in halacha. The tefillin have Shem Hashem, many Shemos of Hashem, and we have a chiyuv to guard, safeguard the tefillin, and to deal with them respectfully. That's an important halacha. Okay. Next simen, Zman hanachas ha-tefillin. Zman hanachas ha-nabokeh mishiyiris chaveru ha-ragi lima k'tas mirichut al-anamas v'kibenu. So you can put on tefillin from Misha Yakir, when you recognize your friend, that you know, if it's somebody you know very well, you'll recognize him far away. Somebody you don't know at all, you're not going to recognize him. Somebody you recognize a little bit, then you 4 hours away, you can... So there's a big shadow what that means. Halacha lemaisa, you know, some say it's 6 minutes after Amud HaShachar. So if Amud HaShachar is 72 minutes before Nates, it's 66 minutes before Nates. Some say 60, 52, 50, 40, 30. There's a whole machlokas when Misha Yakir is. The Metzius is that until like a half an hour before the sun rises, it's really hard to see. You know, so some people say, "Look, try it out, Misha Yakir." You know, and it's pretty dark. You know, 50 minutes before or 60 minutes before Nates. So different days. Halacha: some people are choshish for 30 minutes. If you're davening vasikin, so then anyway, you're not going to be, you know, putting on tefillin. So how long does it take to sikh zimra? You know, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. I don't know. Until you get to Shmoneh Esrei, but if you're davening before, because you have to run, you have to catch a flight, whatever, you're davening before Nates, so this issue comes up. If you have to put on tefillin earlier, so you put them on earlier, and then when Misha Yakir comes, you remashmesh and you say a bracha. Pardon?
You put them on without the bracha.
Yeah, if you said a bracha, so that's also fine, because you know, even at night, you know, we hold Mikra Din Lila Isvan tefillin. It's just you're not supposed to wear tefillin because Shem Yafiach. So if you said a bracha earlier, you don't say it again. But Tachila, you shouldn't say a bracha until Misha Yakir, and there's a halacha of what Misha Yakir is, let's say 40 minutes, you know, 50 minutes.
Before Nates? Before Zericha?
Nates. That's Zericha. That's the same thing, yeah.
Also Shachar. That's earlier?
Yeah.
That's when
Nates is a clearly defined time. The sun, the ball of the sun comes, is visible beyond, above the horizon. There's a shaila when Alos is. Is it 90 minutes before that or 72 minutes before that? We assume 72 minutes before Nates is Alos. Misha Yakir is somewhere between Alos and Nates. It could be only a few minutes after Alos. It could be a long time after Alos. The most machmir sheet is it's a half an hour before Nates. The most makel sheet is that it's 66 minutes before Nates. Also, that's tefillin b'layla. So, as I mentioned before, you're not supposed to wear tefillin at night. Shema yishkachem v'yishin v'hem. And we're concerned you're going to fall asleep and you're going to let out gas. That will be a design to the tefillin. I mentioned before, the kedushas tefillin is a very important thing we have to protect. If you're already wearing tefillin by day and you're allowed to continue wearing tefillin, even at night. In Morin Kane, you're not supposed to publicize halacha because we're concerned people are not going to understand the distinction. In Loch Halas Tfilin, Mishishaka Achama, Filush Laya Makam Lashamran, Yusuk Alok Deshavan, Mutan, But if you have no place to put them, so then you're allowed to wear them, and we let people know that, so they'll, you know, protect the Kedusha's tefillin. This is a big machlokes rishonim, is Laila Zman tefillin, it's machlokes in the Gemara, it's machlokes at a paskin. We hold it's only, you know, Shema Yishon, that we're just a chashash Shema Yishon, really it is Zman tefillin. If a person didn't wear tefillin that day, now it's already Benish Moshes. So, the Mishmur Paskins, you should put on tefillin, misafik. The Pashas is, you shouldn't say a bracha, because safik brachas lakel. You're not sure. Sorry, if Davido safe Paskins, that no, you should say a bracha, maybe it's like a Vietam, maybe it's not really, maybe, you know, it's a sveika. You can say a bracha. That's interesting because usually it's far more machmir when it comes to something brachos lahakel. But he has to be paskins. If a person, for whatever reason, knows he's not going to be able to wear tefillin by day, let's say he's working, he's not going to have a chance, and they say in Auschwitz, people got up at, you know, 3 in the morning and put on tefillin. That's a mitzvah, because you know, there's a mitzvah where it's filling, even at night. And there's no chash that you're going to fall asleep and let out gas, because you're ready for the workday. You know what I'm saying? So if that, if you're stuck, you can put on tefillin then too. Without a bracha, but you should put them on. Fine. Gimel, hayarot salat sadek b'chashkama, minichu shigiyas mani mashu v'hem v'varech, mentioned before, if you put them on before the Mishiyakir, so you don't say a bracha. When the Zman comes, you say a bracha. Yimash Beish Vivarech. So, like when the Hashem Yishon, Mehem came and Sheishkim Yasla there, there's no Chashash of Hashem Yishon because you're already on your way. And this is not if you're like sitting, you know, in a bus, then you might fall asleep. If you're driving a car, there's no Chashash. Again, most people don't do this today. You can always stop in a mall and put on tefillin. For a time, it was very cold, you had to put on tefillin, you couldn't put on. Fine. You're traveling and the sun sets, you're wearing tefillin. You should try to go to a place to take them off. So you're allowed to wear tefillin even at night, even on Shabbos, in order to protect them. But you should take them off at your earliest earliest chance. Okay. Hey, Yesh Bisha Omer, Sheiv Yispal Tfilas Avis Vod Yom, actually Niach Tfilin, Ein Lo Nicham Achakach. So if you daven made an early Shabbos, it's still light outside. You didn't realize you didn't put on tefillin, in your case, but you davened already. So they shouldn't put on tefillin. That's the Yesh Bisha Omer. The Haber says you made a Laila, you don't want to make it attack to the Sastra, you don't want to make it daytime. Many Achronim argue on this, and they say, at the end of the day, it's still daytime, and it's Sri Damarev, but you didn't wear tefillin, so put on tefillin without a bracha, that's Pesach Meshabrua. Certainly, if the Tzibur daven, but you didn't daven, you should certainly put on tefillin and even say a bracha in that case. Okay. Let's see if we can do the last Laman Aleph. So there's the idea of having an os, Bris Mila is an os, and Tfilin is an os. Two osos. And Shabbos is an os. Yontif is an os. So the Bris and the Shabbos is os. You don't want to have another oath. It's not so clear why not. You know, if Ishtayim or Shlosh Eidim, apparently it's like a bizayant on the first oath. You know, you need another oath, so therefore you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yom Tov. There's a shayla if you're over Baltosif. Mishmura says you're over Baltosif. It's not an interesting question. They say a story about a Jew in the Lower East Side who would work on Shabbos, so he used to wear tefillin, because he said, I don't keep Shabbos, I should wear tefillin. That's not the halacha. If you work on Shabbos, you still should have put on tefillin. Because we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, so they're muksa, and muksa, Shaila, Machas Malacha, is it really mitzvah? Oh, it's mutter to move it. So if you have tefillin on a chair, you move it. Tefillin on the side, you know, take them out of the talis bag. If you have the same talis, it's better. If you didn't, you're allowed to take out the tefillin. Tzarech gufo, tzarech homo.
What about tzarech tatum?
What do you want to do with it? To learn how to wear tefillin?
No, in general, I thought tzarech tatum was for the tzarech of the thing itself.
So we don't hold that way. Meaning, tzarech gufo mechom is mutter. By tefillin, we have a special halacha that we want to protect the tefillin. So if the tefillin are in a place where they're going to be on the floor, they don't have to pick them up.
That's the design.
Right. It's a special halacha by tefillin, off the cover of tefillin. So if they fell on the floor, you're allowed to pick them up to avoid the bezayon. It's better to try to use the place after. They pick it up and then like put a chair there, you know. Okay. Base. So the Bechara Paskin is not Zman Tefillin. That's the Pesach of the Gra, and that's why in Eretz Yisrael many Ashkenazim, all Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael don't wear Tefillin publicly. In Chutz Laaretz, many Ashkenazim follow the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yishomi Shechol HaMoed Chayvet Tefillin, the Rosh. Chino Hagin, V'chol Glilos Elo Lanicham Moed V'varech, the original Minhag Ashkenaz was even say Bracha. The Mishmura says that today you shouldn't say a bracha, you should put on the Tanai. Most Ashkenazim and Chutzlars don't say a bracha. They put on tefillin and they have das, that if there's a mitzvah, they're wearing tefillin. If not, it's just Tamil Avisha. And they don't say a bracha. In Broyers, I think they actually say a bracha. They follow the original Milk Ashkenaz and they say a bracha. And even if you say a bracha, the Rabbi says you shouldn't say the Kol Ram. You should don't say the bracha out loud on Chol HaMoed.
Is it mashma that we should say the bracha out loud?
Yeah, the whole year it sounds like you should.
Yeah,
certainly. There's an Indian to say bracha loud. People say amen, 100%. There is a discussion if you say the bracha on the shal rosh out loud, because the Sfarim don't say that bracha. Some people say you shouldn't say that out loud. Lamaisa, if you made aliyah, so even if your practice chutzar was to wear tefillin chol moed, you don't have to follow the practice. You know, just like if you won the yomtiv, you can also not wear tefillin chol moed. If you want to keep up with your practice, you should wear a betzina. You shouldn't wear tefillin publicly in Eretz Yisrael. That would be Yisrael Bless Yiskaradu. In Chutz Laaretz, there are minyan yanim where, you know, half people wear, half people don't wear. So the poskim aren't so happy about it. They say you really should make two. I was once at Yeshiva, they had two minyanim per shakras, and they came together, you know, for challah, because one with tefillin, without tefillin. That's not the minyan. Most places, people wear, they wear, and everybody knows that the Klitzianers don't wear, and the Litvish wear.
There'd be sense to that,
there's just not sure. So some people, there's not different practices. You know, the fashion is, if it's a place where people wear and you're not wearing, you know, people may think you have a stomach ache. It's not really like what's discarded. But the opposite, if it's a Hasidic student wearing, the minhag olam is to, unless it's a place that is a strong myth in our day and age, and they're not concerned about what's discarded. Even people who wear Rabbi Tam don't wear a Chol HaMoed, mostly because the people who wear Rabbi Tam are, you know, Gutsian or you know, Sfardim. But even Litvish, who wear a bit of Tam, don't wear Tefillin, Rivitam, Cholomite. I guess it's like a fake. Okay.